Hi, my name is Elizabeth Crabtree. I am a painter, photographer, videographer, and sculptor based in St. Louis, Missouri. Some of my work has been featured at local galleries, including installation and performance art pieces. Basically, if I can add color to a two-dimensional or three-dimensional space and it speaks volumes to the subject matter at hand, I will. Well, I guess I've always been creative, even in childhood. I've got a pretty eclectic background when it comes to my work history. I have been a lifeguard, a florist, and a marketing researcher. I also have degrees in theater and psychology. But I guess the one thing that drives me is just learning about people, what makes them tick, and trying to make people think about themselves. So when I finally decided to commit to being an artist and change my entire life around that path, I had this idea for a show, and it burned in my head for well over a year. And I wanted a show all about women and the roles that they have in life. I find that a lot of women, when I talk to them, they are constantly trying to balance out who they see themselves or how they see themselves and the roles that they have in life. I'm sure that's true for men, but I can only speak from my own perspective. So now I'm collecting all these interviews and the experiences that women are sharing, and I just can't wait to see where this project is at in 10 years. You're going to hear interviews from women from all walks of life that turn into these intimate and intense conversations about what it is to be a woman.
So we're going to start with some basic questions about yourself.
Okay.
And you kind of touched upon this when you answered the little questionnaire.
Okay.
And that was just helping me to
come up with evil questions.
Yes! You were delicious. No, I don't. Tell us, you know, what you do is in terms of your job.
I am a licensed massage therapist.
Okay.
And I love what I do. I get to go into people's homes and take away their pain and make them feel better.
Is there any other way to describe yourself professionally?
Professionally? Pathfinder, maybe? Because I go my own route. Rather than choose to work for somebody else, I started my own business. And so I'm always, you know, virtue of trial and error, finding out what works, what doesn't work, and finding new ways to promote my business and keep it fresh.
What roles, what are your main roles that you have today?
I am a mother of three. I have three beautiful, beautiful children. They are my world. I consider myself a really good friend. I bend over backwards for my friends whenever I possibly can. You know, of course, work sometimes gets in the way, but as much as I possibly can, I hope that is, not to repeat myself, I hate.
in terms of, you talked about how you are really happy with your career.
Yes, I love what I do.
Okay. Is there any other ways that would get you closer to being your ideal self, whether it's professionally or personally?
I consider myself a work in progress, so I'm always trying to learn something new, trying to improve upon where I'm at. Sometimes, you know, like everyone in life, you will have times where you're really motivated and really focused on your goals, and you can really see that you're going to get there, and then you lose sight of your goal for whatever reason, you know, that comes in. You have a new relationship or you have work troubles, and the fog comes in and it starts obscuring your view. And you don't see how close you are to your goal, and it starts slipping further and further away because you're backpedaling. But you don't see that until you're further away and you have to basically restart going to your goal again.
So, for you, what goals do you have?
My goals? I recently started going to the gym. I always said whenever I lost the weight, and I got to my ideal weight, which is not even what the doctors say I should be, because I think that's unrealistic. I'm only 5 feet tall, very short, and according to the doctor's plan, I should be somewhere between 90 and 110. 115. Without chopping off a leg, I'm never going to get there. So my goal, personally, is 135. And I always said, well, whenever I get to 135, I'm going to take a cruise. I'm going to treat myself to this, treat myself to that. Well, I'm 45 years old now, and I have never been on a cruise. I have a 21-year-old daughter. I've been trying to get back to my ideal weight ever since she was born, and it hasn't happened. So my mother told me, she goes, let's just buy the cruise tickets. And now you have to lose the weight or go as you are. At the end of May 2018, I will be headed to Cozumel with my mother and my youngest daughter, who is 12. And it's been a huge change in my attitude as far as my diet, my exercise routine, because now I don't have that someday. I have a clear date, but I have to walk onto that ship. And I also made a pact with a friend of mine that I would wear a two-piece swimsuit one way or the other whenever I got onto this cruise ship. So I would much rather do it at 135 pounds versus the 207 that I am now. But I am extremely proud of myself because in the last 2 months I've lost 14 pounds. So if I keep up my 7-pound average, I will hit my goal easily.
That's awesome. That's exciting.
I know. It's very exciting. And I've been killing it at the gym, but I started with baby steps because I didn't want to start in gangbusters and then be all sore and can't work. So I just started doing, like with the rowing machine, I was looking over my stats because I have a journal and I've written every workout, what I've accomplished, how many minutes, how much distance. The first time I was on the rowing machine, I lasted 3 minutes and 30 seconds and I thought I was going to die. And I only managed to go about 538 meters. As far as the distance that it calculates. And I thought, oh my gosh. So I set a goal. Every time I get on the rowing machine, I go 15 seconds more. Well, this morning, I got on the rowing machine and I went for 7 minutes and 15 seconds. And I went 1,050 meters. Right. And I was not dying at the end. I could have continued on. But I stuck with my plan to do 15 seconds. That way I can just keep building on my success rather than have a failure and fall down the hill and have to start over in my mind.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's very exciting. In terms of like where you want to be with this particular goal or any other goals that you may have, what do you feel is your biggest limitation? And it could not just be like a physical task.
My biggest limitation is myself. I have to do a lot of self-talk because I always second guess almost every decision I make. And so I have to convince myself that I can do it. Once I've convinced myself I can do it, then I go out there and I prove to myself that I can. But whenever I have setbacks, then that other little devil on my shoulder is like, see, see, see? And I start listening to the devil on the shoulder instead of the can-do voice that I need to listen to. And that's one of my biggest drawbacks. You know, it's just, I grew up in a really small town, and we didn't have a lot of friends to play with, so I used my imagination. And so I've always learned how to depend upon myself for entertainment and motivation and things like that. And sometimes it's to my detriment because I get too focused inward and I don't listen to the voice of others.
Going back to kind of all your goals that you talked about, how you define yourself.
Yeah.
How would you say, in terms of like being a woman, how has that impacted your roles and how you see yourself?
Not quite sure how to answer that question.
Okay. do you want me to ask in a different way? Or?
Yeah, try asking it in a different way.
Okay. You've defined yourself as a mother, as a friend. What do you think as a woman makes you like a mother or a friend or impacts those roles that you have?
Because you have nurture. Women are just, I think, naturally a little more nurturing than men. We think as the tribe. Okay, this is my little tribe of people that I have to take care of. And you touch base with them and you make sure that everything is right. And you circle around them to make sure that everybody is doing what they should be doing or everybody is reaching their own goals. And sometimes because you're looking at somebody else's goal, you lose sight of your own.
So how would you define womanhood?
What is womanhood? Oh, wow. I don't know that you can define womanhood. I think that women can be anything that they want to be, anything they set their mind to. I don't think there are limitations or definitions. It's whatever each individual person, what they want to be and who they want to become.
And has there been a time where you feel an outside force, whether it was a person, has defined you as a person?
Oh, wow. How many times? growing up as a kid, dreaming of your future, I always thought I was going to meet the perfect guy, and I was going to fall in love, and we were going to have the little white picket fence, and the 2.5 kids, although I never could figure out why I was going to have a half a kid, but I just figured I would have the 2.5 and have the little pets and everything, and life was going to be perfect. And I would be, you know, the stay-at-home mom, and you know, I just bought into the whole June Cleaver thing. And that's not how my life turned out. I found different men in my life that I thought was the one, and I have three beautiful children. And each of my children have a different father. And I was asked once if I would go back and if I could change anything about my past, what would it be? And I really thought about that question, and the answer was nothing. Did I still want the dream? Yes. But if I changed one thing, I would possibly not have any of my three kids. And
it's okay. Why?
I can't imagine life without them. I mean, they are a part of me, and they are what I live for, and what I strive for, and what I work for. And they are a part of what makes me me, because seeing them succeed is part of me succeeding. Jovan.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
I think mine is beautiful, so
it's,
I say let it flow.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
And it's real. So
yeah, it's
thank
real.
You. Thank you for opening yourself like that.
I'm a bit prior.
I can get bathroom. Yeah, I do.
But yeah, there's not one thing. I mean, it's struggles and it's hard, and it was hard going through it. But each thing, I learned something new about me and about what I could go through and what I could live through and what I could accomplish and what I could overcome.
Thank you for that. Just that what you provided to me, like what you shared with me there, I got two questions from.
Okay.
So would you say being a mother is your like biggest role in life, like that defines you most as a person, or is there something else?
I would say yes. I would not give up my kids to further my career. I wouldn't give up my kids in order to find the perfect guy. I mean, whenever I gave birth to them, they became a part of me, and a huge part of me, because well, just by virtue of their birth. It's my responsibility to raise them up to be functioning members of society.
And then my other question was, you talk about the dream.
Yes.
The dream that you had, your young birth. So you had to, like, pick differences between the dream that you had in young birth versus the dream that you have now. What are those?
The differences? I am a single mom with three kids. I don't have that father figure that has walked through life with me. The longest relationship I've ever had with a man is 2 years. I have a 21-year-old daughter. I have three kids, and my longest relationship was 2 years, which means I can't do math that quickly, but 6 out of 21, that's not a lot. That's all. It's minuscule. And I've had to be mother, I've had to be father, I've had to be the friend, I've had to be, you know, the authoritarian, I've had to be everything for my kids. And a lot of times I think because of that it makes it harder for me now to have relationships with other people and men, because in my perception of going through life, men come and they go. They don't stay, and I can't depend on them. So I always make sure that I have my ducks in a row so I can depend upon myself. And to a certain extent, I think that scares people because I don't lean on them, and I may ask for their opinion, but I'm not afraid, if their opinion is different than mine, to go with mine.
I know. Thank you. That's great. That's perfect.
Thank you for listening. I just want to say a special thank you to all the women who volunteered their time to make this project possible. This was produced by Dale Bruning. Special thank you to Tyler Hawthorne for all his time spent on the interviews. This was produced at the Jeffco Art Coalition and the Nest of Cryptic Queen Photography. If you want to check out more of my work, visit us on Facebook and Instagram at Sanguine Tree. That's S-A-N-G-U-I-N-E Tree. Also, if you want to check out some artistic events that I host and get involved in creating your own artwork, check us out at 30proofpainting.com or at Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, at 30 Proof Painting. Love my crabby apples. Until next time.